Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Fellas, welcome back.
Walt.
Donnie.
Dean.
How's it going, buddy?
Everything's great here, as it always is, you know?
Yeah, it's not very good here.
No, well, it's pouring rain. Like, our practices are canceled for the week, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, no, it's raining. But,
for the week?
But,
well, like, I don't imagine there'll be any drier tomorrow, so that's our first practice. And then Thursday, maybe. But it's 100% chance of rain. So they're not even saying it might not. It's going to rain all day. And has all day. Yeah.
It has, yeah.
You got to watch for flooding
good
in case
of the farmers.
Like yeah.
Good for the farmers.
Good. Yeah. And for my front yard, you should see it, Dean.
We always say that.
You can play bocce ball in my front yard. It's amazing. It looks really good.
My front yard is always awesome, boys.
Tosh, you want to tell everyone your secret?
I have artificial turf.
Yeah, you turfed it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just want to, for the record, say that the Edmonton Oilers, because this is going to be on tomorrow, so the game's tonight, that I'm calling it the greatest comeback in hockey history. It's only been done four times in the history of the NHL, where a team has been down 3-0, and it's going to happen.
Yeah. What are you basing that on, Tosh?
Sure it is. My heart. My heart, boys. My heart. Yes, that's what I'm basing it on.
I feel like when you got a 3-goal lead with 8 minutes left in the third, then you gas it. Momentum's probably not on your side. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, caged animal, right? You know, you just back into a corner. All those cliches come out right now. One period at a time. One shift at a time.
Got to get pucks on the net, you know?
Yeah. Get pucks on the net. Good things happen. Exactly.
Yeah. So, have they asked you to give them a pregame kind of a pep talk? Because that's pretty good right there. No, they don't need it, but it wouldn't hurt.
They're fine. They'll be fine. They'll be good. Yeah.
Nope.
You want to put a little wager on that, Tosh? Or?
They're in a lot of trouble.
No. I've already lost enough money on it. Yeah. So, no, I just, yeah. Anyways, let's carry on here.
Shall we?
But he's thrown it out there just in case some fluke thing happens. Now he's
wearing all this hat.
He can say, yeah, I told you so. Knows. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Gotcha.
Do you guys want to get into our guests here right away?
Yeah. Yes. Let's do it.
Yeah. We're pretty lucky. We've had them both on the cast previously separately, but we talked about it when they were both on that we'd love to have a pitcher catcher kind of a combo. We're really lucky to have them because they are busy training for something pretty big here in a couple weeks. Well, 60 days, 2 months, I guess. So we got Jenna Kyra and Kaylee Rafter on the cast. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. Kaylee, first things first, this apologies. I don't have a cardigan on today. Obviously, the time of year didn't allow it. But I will point out
you just said it was cold and raining. That's cardigan weather.
Should have had it.
I don't have a water repellent cardigan. Kaylee.
There's your first mistake.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Agreed. No, it's good. It is important to note that she did reach out to me privately to say, boy, I can't wait to see your cardigan. And I thought, ouch. That's a good memory on that catcher right there. So, ladies, where are you now? What's going on?
We are in the bustling metropolis of Carbondale, Illinois.
Really?
Yep. So, Southern Illinois, we're here for about 4 weeks, 6 weeks-ish.
Yeah.
The schedule, the date, we just day by day, like you said, day by day, practice by practice, game by game. No, but we'll be here for a little bit now. Just going to do an exhibition series. We play in another small town about 30 minutes from here called Marion, Illinois. So they have a minor league facility that we're going to play at. So get some games on turf, which is really nice since when we go over to Tokyo, we will be playing on turf. So good little setup for us here to get quite a few exhibition games in and then head back down to Florida.
You could have actually practiced on Tosh's front yard. It sounds like he's got a turf front
could
yard.
Could have.
Take some ground balls.
Yeah.
Take some ground balls. Absolutely. You just got to watch out for the street light. Other than that, you're good to go. So Marion, I believe, is about an hour-ish south of Decatur, give or take.
The only big city is St. Louis. We're 2 hours south of St. Louis. That's
okay,
where we're living
there.
Right now. Yeah.
So it's close. And the only reason I did that is because I had to find out which time zone you're in. I saw Decatur is directly north of you. So most of our softball listeners would know about Decatur Pride and back in the day. So there you go.
Little known fact, it's also my mom's name, Marion. It's a fantastic name. You don't hear it often, and I love it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I thought you said Decatur for a second.
Yeah, I did too. What
an odd name.
What an interesting first name.
Gator.
It's unique either way. Let's just focus it on is. The good here. Yeah.
It is.
So who are you guys playing coming up?
We have some really great competition coming up. It's going to be quite the month. We'll be playing against USSSA Pride. They have a stacked team, which is going to be really great for us to be able to compete against. We're playing against Mexico. They're here, so we'll be playing them a few times. We have like a all-star, like a Florida team coming in that we'll be playing against for a few games. So definitely, you know, great competition. It's only going to help us. And it's great that we can play all our games at the minors field. So, yeah, all games on turf and a great set of competition lined up.
Is Mexico on the docket for you guys at the Olympics as well?
Yep, right out of the gate, game one.
Oh. Yeah. So how, I guess we should have asked Mark, we might have actually asked him, what's the strategy playing a team that you know you got to face in 60 days for real? Do you want me to come down and throw? Is that what you're looking for?
My guy has an arm.
Yeah. There's always a little bit of cat and mouse with it for sure, where hopefully you try to get as many looks on their pitchers and still hide a little bit and keep a little bit in your back pocket. So you have a little bit to go to or a little surprise when the time comes, but probably similar to you guys. Like when you play a team in league and you know you're going to face them in the final, like sometimes you keep a little few tricks up your back sleeve. Maybe you don't show your full hand, but it'll be just good to play some good competition, play some international competition, and I mean take everything we can out of it for sure.
So how's your rise ball rafter? You ready to throw then against Mexico?
I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh,
that kind of throw him for a loop, eh?
Put me in short. Forget the rise ball. I want to field some ground balls. Come on.
She's just like all of our catchers.
Yeah.
I like to point out Rafter has one mean changeup. I think she's really.
Oh, ooh.
I can throw Jenna's changeup.
The buckler?
The buckler. The Todd Martin buckler.
Is that yeah. world famous mm-hmm. flip change that you've been working on, or is there something different?
No, Jenna has taught me. I couldn't throw it in a game, but my kids throwing BP, they would hate me when I threw Jenna's changeup.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
It's not at Jenna's level, but it's at least got a little dip on it.
I'm proud of her. It looks good.
Well, and
to
be fair, Tosh, if I may.
To be fair, yeah.
To be fair. Most of my career was set so that we could hide all of our other arms too. I got a lot of logged a lot of innings trying to hide our aces. So yeah, good for you guys.
That's good stuff. Hey, so Canadian Wild, a little bit different, obviously. I want to know who picked the team colors.
I believe the organization did.
Above our pay grade. Yeah. That too.
It's the same team. You're playing Mexico. Are they coming in as somebody else as well, or how does that work?
I think they're going to be Team Mexico coming into this. Yeah, we're representing the Wild. I mean, it's a great organization to play for. They've really been very hospitable and allowing us to stay here and use their facilities. Yeah. So we're really excited to be able to wear the jersey and get out there and rep team. So, yeah.
Well, it is pretty. They are pretty cool colors. I just pulled them up. So same kind of grit, little bit of Guron when you play Mexico for the first time.
A little bit of what there?
A little bit of grr. A little bit of grr on. Like you're a little fired up to play them since the last time you. Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you just say fired up? That would have been easier.
Almost.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
You know.
Harder. Yeah. I'm with you now.
Yeah. There you go. So how's that going to feel?
All right, Ralph.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously the last time we played them would have been in 2019, but I think. Our main thing is looking forward to 2020, kind of trying to get out there and put our best forward. Never good to kind of not lose a game, but you want to make sure that everyone's on the same page and you play a good game of softball when you play them. More so looking forward for this next, knowing that we're going to play them in 57 days when it really, really matters. So definitely want to make sure, kind of send a message and put our best foot forward. Win or lose, but we just got to play a good game of softball.
Yeah, right. I think we did the same thing like when we played against Italy a few weeks back. You know, we had that opportunity to play against an international team that we'll be seeing at the Olympics. So I think we're going to just try and carry that same type of tempo and mindset moving into Mexico. But as Raf said, like, you know, coming out there to compete, but just taking it day by day and just taking in as much information as possible so that we're ready for them when it comes down to it.
Very cool.
Do you have any idea who's getting the ball in that game yet?
We play them four times. We're going to have a four-game series. So we'll have – everyone will get a little action for sure.
Rafter first.
Yeah.
Joey will go in for
– Joey lie for the close.
One time through to see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get him comfortable. Not? Yeah, I agree. And that opens up the shortstop spot for both of you.
I'd pull something. I'm too old for that. I'd end up pulling a hammy or something.
If you can stay in the
car. You've been an advantage as well because you're carrying a couple extra throwers, correct? You still have a couple extra throwers with you. So that would be a bit of an advantage as well. You don't have to show everybody. You can get some extra arms in there. So that's pretty cool.
Let's go backwards a bit if we can, because we did have Mark on. And you guys were in Florida for a while, practicing there and playing there. Talk about your training in Florida. What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. It's a beautiful setup. We had four fields pretty much within Fort Myers. And right, Raf? You're like my ranger, Raf.
Yeah. So,
Fort Myers, four beautiful facilities that we were able to just utilize within one practice. We had a great, strength location, strength and conditioning location that we were able to utilize, which was called the Heat. Really awesome lady that was giving us the space to work out in a safe environment. We had some really great games that we were able to put through. So we played against,
Italy.
We played Italy. Florida, yeah.
What's that country in Europe?
That Italy.
Yeah. We played like FSW, we played Italy, we played University of Florida. Like, we got some really great competition, and just, to start off to get our feet wet and just really figure out the connection again. But it's really felt like we hadn't skipped a beat. It's just a really awesome feeling that we've had as a group. And I just feel like we've taken that step where we've evolved as a program, and we're just really, if we were at one level 2 years ago, like the amount of time that we've had, I feel like we've really taken that opportunity to grow both individually and collectively as a group. And I think you can really see that on the field, that not only just like from the way we play, but also just the way we are connected. It's a really cool, awesome feeling. So really proud of the group. It's been a lot of fun. It's been really hot. We definitely have some tan lines, except for Rafter, because she wears long sleeves all the time. She knows how to deal with she's a smart one, knows how to deal with the sun.
What do they wear in the desert, really guys? They wear long sleeves in the desert. Keep the sun off the arms.
A couple casts ago, we had Coach Smith on, and he said that it was going to be a very emotional day just before announcement day. Just talk a little bit about how that was individually for you guys, and then as a team, because I know that obviously some people didn't make it, and that's a tough goal for some, and it's hard to be excited and down at the same time. So how did that kind of go for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure it's the hardest day, I think, for any team, is that last cut day, when, especially for us, like, we put in, you add in the COVID year, and we've been going for 18, 20 months, just straight, everyone, no one person, you knew that two people were going to get cut, and everybody put in the same amount of work. So it's just kind of by virtue of what the lineup needed to look like and what they kind of valued, but every person put everything they had into it. So that's always, it hurts. You hurt for your teammates, but at the same time, it's a lot of people's dreams came true that same day. So it's very a yin and yang day of excitement, but at the same time, your heart bleeds for those two that you know won't have the opportunity to continue forward.
Well, Mark made a good point, and actually he's a really good, sorry to cut you off, Jenna, because you can go right next, but Mark made a really good point was, it was before the announcement was made, he did say that all of the players involved helped get you there. The two that didn't, that got the tough call, they still were involved in getting you guys to this level, and they're still part of the team. So I get it. He's always got the right thing to say, but that would be a very tough conversation to have for sure. So Jenna, sorry to cut you off. You go ahead and tell us your perspective.
Yeah, no, as Rafter said, it definitely was a very difficult day leading up to it on the day. Rafter and her crew and her household, they actually hosted a party the night before. A social, kind of like a celebration of everything that we've done as a group. And we also had like members say, regardless of whatever happens, everyone should be here to feel, is valued as a member. You are a contributor. and, you know, you will be part of the conversations up until the very end. So, you know, we really wanted to ensure that people, regardless of whatever side you were on that next day, that they knew how important they were on this team and the role that they played and what they've contributed to their program. And we never lose sight of that. We are very appreciative of every single member that has come through this program. And we understood completely that it was going to be a hard day going, you know, the next day. So, you know, I give such respect to every single person of how they handled the news. You know, it is, you know, you want to celebrate, but at the same time, you want to, like, also respect those other people who unfortunately didn't get the news that you wanted. But I think our team did a really good job at being able to respect, but also celebrate in their own ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an exciting thing for obviously the ones that are going. And but it's funny, Kaylee, you brought up, you know, it's been 20 months. The core, though, you guys have been going for 10 years. Like a lot of you have been kind of in and out of the program for the better part of every year that Coach Smith has been there. Right. So it's, I look at it as not only the last 20 months, but there's been a lot of players in and out, and coaches in and out of the program that kind of got to you guys where you are. So it's a pretty cool experience. And obviously you guys should be very proud of your accomplishment, but yeah, it's a, when you really look at the whole thing, it's a massive undertaking you guys have kind of started on this venture.
Thanks. Yeah. I you know, when people say, wow, like, you've really worked hard this year, I think when we look at our group, like, it's been more than a year or two of preparing for this moment. It's been 12 years, you know, something, like, even though Olympics were out, like, we're always looking to get better and evolve, as I know I keep saying, but it is true. Like, we've managed to find a way, I think, through Coach Smith's leadership and to have a great people on our team that has allowed us to continue growing as a program and staying top three in the world. And then to get to this point, I think it says a lot about our culture and the people within our program.
So being together as long as you guys have, is there any, I mean, I kind of have an idea of your answer, but, you know, is there any looking past the Olympics a little bit as far as what is normal again? Can we get back to normal life? Do you know, you guys are, you know, times 10 of what we've been going through. Like, just share a little bit of that. And, you know, if you're able to, you know, is it all processed still for you guys? Like, just constantly, you know, every day, like, kind of like Kaylee, what you said at the beginning there, it's just a, you know, every day is a grind and you're doing whatever you got to do. How much focus do you get to do, you know, with family and all that sort of stuff? How's that living on the road?
Yeah, it's always tough. And it's kind of like, I kind of equate it to almost when you're in college. You think when you're in college, you're like, man, this is like taking forever. The days seem like they take forever. And all of a sudden it's 4 years. You're like, man, where did the time go? Because you're just, it's every day is almost kind of a repeat. It's Groundhog Day. We're waiting for the practice plan. We're going to get the practice plan. And tomorrow we're going to know it's boom, 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 boom. And then you just try to get through that day. And you're just repeating that day over and over again. But you do, I mean, that's what the best part of having your families involved in this process as well is just talking with them and gaining perspective. And yesterday off day, like, getting to call home and have a chat with my brother and see the kids and realize, like, yep, we're still in a pandemic. They're still doing stuff. Like, they're still stuck in the house, losing a tooth, yeah, flushing it down the toilet. Like, it's still, life is still happening for a lot of people outside of us. So I think if every person in this situation has those one or two people that are going to keep them grounded and keep them tied to the bigger picture after this. And it is a big part of that, just to kind of know life on the other end of what this looks like, but also in the moment, you're like, oh yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I didn't go 2 for 3 today. I went 1 for 5. Like, it's okay. There is perspective. So having those people in your corner, and obviously family is a big part of that.
One thing that doesn't get talked about enough probably is, and I think Peter Labardi has said it, and Mark has said it, I know Tosh and Dean, you both said it. I don't know if people really realize that you guys have put your whole lives on hold. And you, like you said, not just for this year, not for the last 20 months, but for a long time to take away from your job or your family or your kids, whatever. That's a really big tip of the hat to you guys to have a dream that you can chase like that and then still, you know, have that support in the corner that you have. But you also have that, your group of girls that this is kind of your family now here, and you got to get really good opportunity to gel here, whether you're in Illinois or Florida. I think it's incredible the commitment it takes to do what you guys are doing. When we coach, we get to go home every night. It's nice, you know? Like, you guys are really committing, and it's, I cannot wait to watch the Olympics. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I'm sure you guys are dying here.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I'm going to take a quote from Joey Lai. She says, you know, while it looks from the outside pretty rough, like us being away from family, being away from, or having to make decisions about, you know, going on a leave of absence or having to quit your job or like putting school on hold. You know, she says it as, you know, this is an opportunity, not a sacrifice. And I think we're all so aligned on what we want and to win a gold medal for Canada. And it makes things easier when you look at it that way. It's like, we are all so fully committed to this journey and to this goal that, yeah, like, we're going to have the rest of our lives to deal with after this is done. So like, soak in every moment that we have together, because when you're going to blink and it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point, because it's kind of the same when, you know, we were playing too. I mean, I don't know about you, Jenna. I did not want to see another pitcher for I don't know how long, right? Like, rooming with that bunyuck our whole career. My God.
It's just unreal. Enough was never enough. Stops.
Hold on. That is 22 minutes 20 seconds where we finally get the Tosh
takes a
dump on.
Did you say so that was 222? Dope.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
It's almost like you planned it out.
I have an educated question for Jenna. So, Jenna, so fill us in here now as a pitcher. I mean, obviously Kaylee's, you know, the puppet master, really. But what? How do you guys get through? Like, I mean, you can only practice so much. You can only do so many drills. You can only, I mean, how do you prepare? How many? Let's see, just kind of break down an hour session for you, like when you're doing some pitcher catcher stuff. Rafter? Yeah. No, nothing from you yet. Let the pitcher do her talk.
Love this that. Is perfect. This is
pitchers
perfect.
Are ready to jump in. It was all it's just pitches. Foaming no, at the mouth. Perfect. Oh, no, this is
don't
what we
him,
do.
Yeah. This is it.
This is how it works, Kaylee. You just sit back and correct everything she says. Just, it's easy.
No, when she tells you what we did today, this like led in perfectly for what today was. Okay.
Literally, right. It was perfect. We pretty much, pitchers had a five-inning bullpen. We had to face a different team, for example, USA, and we knew what the lineup was, and we had to go and compete against each hitter. So my wonderful Raph was behind the dish, and I, as a pitcher, was the one that had to call the pitch, like where I'm throwing it, and if it was a ball or strike, or if it was put in play, it was a foul ball, like whatever. And then we charted it, and then we also look at, like, you know, what are our speeds? Are we dying off within, you know, as we go later in the inning? So we keep it fun and interesting in that way. Like, yeah, drill work can get a little tiresome, but I think, you know, at this stage of the game, it's really good to be strategic, understanding where we are as pitchers. But then also, I think from a catcher's perspective, I think it's interesting to see like where our heads are at when we're throwing.
No big deal, right? You're listen, going through it, listen, going, yeah, listen, throw the old one down there. Come on, listen, Kaylee, throw the old one down there.
Raptor is the one that just creates the beautiful picture, and she frames it beautifully. We're there to just throw it where she wants. And, you know, we trust her completely. Awesome. You know, we get our gut feelings, and we have those conversations when we need, but, you know, I think our battery truly trusts Raph and our other catchers and what they bring to the table too. So there's no way that this is just a pitcher's love with the game. A lot of it comes down to how, you know, all the work that our catchers put in that it, sometimes I really, truly feel doesn't, that goes unnoticed. So,
awesome. Yeah. Well, specifically the training that you have to do, the scouting that you have to do is a big part of your workout just every day now, right? Like, you're going individually against hitters and all sorts of that stuff. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little more in depth.
Let's go back
to Raph there too.
Let's go back for Raph a second. Oh, sorry, Jenna.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, cool. Two things. Groundhog Day, great movie reference, first of all. Awesome. Yeah. Bill Murray, brilliant. But Puppet Master, what a great handle, Rafter. You got to like that.
You're a catcher.
Man.
I'm totally down with that.
I guess so.
I am the puppet master, the puppeteer.
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah.
if you could...
She'll hit a bomb and she'll be running around the bases doing this one.
Please
right?
do. So Can you walk us through the, for people, even like me, I guess, who don't know, when you throw a five-inning bullpen and you're talking about playing the U.S., is there someone standing there taking swings, or are you just simulating everything?
Today
we just did, just because by space issues, we just went someone standing in but not actually swinging. So you're just kind of, you're making it up as you go along. Oh, yeah, that she'd foul that pitch off. That would have been a ball. Like, so kind of leaving it up to the pitcher's imagination to kind of see, like, what am I trying to get to? Knowing their swing enough to be like, yep, that'd be a foul ball. That'd be a ground ball. That's what I want to get to. That's where I can see getting them out. This is how I want to get them out. So just kind of, I think a lot of times letting that imagination go, you start to see and visualize who you're trying to play, what you're trying to do, and connect the dots a little bit more than just like, oh, let me just throw a rise ball because someone said throw a rise ball or put down the signal for a rise ball. So kind of a little more of a thinking pen for them today. Catcher's kind of got the little day off. We just sat back there and were the pitching machine that threw it back. But so sometimes you need those days.
So, Jenna, you had 15 no Ks. Comment. 15 Ks then, I assume. You walked. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Every that's simulated exactly bullpen, 15 Ks. Yeah. Let's go.
All change right. ups too.
Yeah. And when it wasn't a strike, Raf didn't frame it properly. Oh, right? Yeah. That's probably.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I tried possible. Zero hard today on my frame.
It was a lawn chair day for you.
Yeah.
Lawn chair day.
Yeah. Lawn chair.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
So Mark talked a little bit about the humidity in Florida is pretty high. Probably not. Maybe I guess in Ontario you see a little bit more humidity than we do out in the prairies, but talk about how that was to acclimate, because you know you've got humidity when you head out to Tokyo. Is that helping you guys? Was the first few days a little tough? Did you get acclimated? How are you now?
Yeah, I thrive in the heat, so the hotter the better for me. But yeah, I think the last week we were down in Florida before we went on a little bit of a break. Like, we were getting into the 40 degrees Celsius with a good 60%. When we go back down, it'll start picking up the humidity. But I think even a few of our girls had mentioned it. First few days were probably, first few weeks we were down there, maybe like 30 to 35 range. And there's quite a few people that commented, got up to 40 a few days, and then it got back down to 35. And people are like, oh yeah, like this is cool. Like, so you definitely realize as you get 35 became normal to us. So, but it's more about learning, how do you manage it? Like, how much water do I need to get into? How much extra salt and electrolytes do I need to take in? So you're going to be able to acclimate to a point, but it's also, how can I manage to perform as best I can in that weather and not just try to survive and not feel maybe as hot.
I'm curious to find out after the fact. Obviously, you're not going to give all those juicy details now, but after, I want to know what, you know, I could have got another 5 years out of my career if I would have known, you know, like some of the things you guys are learning now about the heat, and I got to get more salt in my intake, less Ryan Coke in your intake.
less beer tents.
Yeah. You know, I think you could learn quite a bit from that.
Yeah.
So I want to know who slowed down, who sped up, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Our strength coach keeps us honest too. Like, he'll do some random like pee samplings too, just to see how dehydrated we are. So
yeah,
we're consuming as much as we can. And, you know, we have our nutritionist too, who's a great resource, or if, you know, we're in the dehydrated zone, which, you know, Raptor and I are very good at being.
We are team dehydrate right here. Me and Jen are leading the pack at the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, in all seriousness, you are leading the way for next athletes to kind of figure out how they're going to get through some of this stuff. So I think that's kind of fascinating.
I got to assume that the strength and conditioning coach doesn't really care for the P test day either, to be honest. It's probably not the best part of the job. There's got to be better parts. Let's go into I mean, we talked about a little bit about your bullpen today, but what is it, you know, you've got 8 weeks, you're doing this. What does a typical day look like for you from the time you get up to the park? And what does it look like for you?
Yeah, I'll go tomorrow. I can just kind of take you through tomorrow. So we're going to do 9:30. We'll have a lift. So probably waking up around 8:15 to get some food India, probably get a coffee, head over to lift. We'll have a run tomorrow as well. So after lift, there'll be a group that'll go and do a conditioning. Some people were able to sneak it in today. So we'll go from a lift to a condition. That'll take us to probably 11 or so. And then we'll slide back here to the dorms, have some food for lunch. We'll go out. There's going to be a group that'll do a hitting session in the afternoon. So probably like an hour hitting session, half an hour to an hour hitting session on the field, come back, relax a little bit. And then we have a practice, get some dinner before we have practice under the lights tomorrow. So we'll go 6 to 8 PM tomorrow in Marion. So you got a half an hour drive on the way there, half an hour drive on the way back. So you're probably looking at leaving at about 5 to get over there to get warmed up, maybe 4:30. And then we'll get back. I'm going to say after we pick up equipment, cool down, you're probably looking at 9:30 or 9:45 getting back. So that will be tomorrow.
Fairly typical day.
Yeah, that's maybe a little bit more with the hitting session in the afternoon, but probably a pretty typical day is a solid 7 to 8 hours of something, of a block of time.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your breakfast. What does an Olympian have for breakfast? Because I myself care for a bowl of Lucky Charms. You know, I think that's
right back to food.
Well, I just want to first, I got another food question for you too, because I've been missing Jimmy John's subs so bad.
Oh,
and we can't have them. And then what a great sandwich. So is that in, does that make the cut or do you have to sneak that in?
Sometimes on weekends when we have games, we'll have an in between game Jimmy John's. For
what
sure.
a fantastic yeah. sandwich. Yeah. Raptor, what's your favorite one?
I'm either a Vito on white or a Beach Club on wheat.
Italian nightclub for this guy all day. But what? Okay. You could have any number. Doesn't matter. They're just fantastic.
The Vito. The Vito is similar to the Italian nightclub.
Yes. Okay. Back to breakfast, though. Don't shake your head, Tosh. For you listeners who can't see, Tosh is giving me the head shake. What's he got to bring up food for? It's important to know. What do you put in? What do you have for breakfast to fuel yourself for an 8 hour day of ball?
Number six. I have the number six.
For breakfast?
I just know it's the number six.
I love food. I love breakfast. Like, I go to bed, like, super excited for breakfast. And I honestly pretty much have probably had eggs every day for the past 600 days. So it'll be like a two to three eggs. Either it's like, you know, an egg sandwich, or I'll do like a birds in a nest. If anyone can follow me there.
Heck yeah.
With bacon, like turkey bacon, and then like a banana and fruit on the side, like blueberries and raspberries.
High in antioxidants. Those two fruits are very good.
Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to get you ready for the long day that Raph painted out.
Yeah.
How do you like your eggs?
So Jenna, when they go hitting though, like, what are you doing? Are you taking a few hacks now, or what's going on?
You know, at times when we're alive.
Feet up. They're just having a little day. Whatever. Relaxing in the AC.
Probably going through the card, right? You got to make sure the card's up to date.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that's exactly what she's doing, sitting back in a lawn chair. Okay, so.
She's doing her nails.
But you do have some pitchers hitting. I see Sarah's been taking some hacks. Is anybody else taking some swings?
Just Sarah, right?
Just Sarah.
Just Sarah. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that for now. We never know. I think all of our pitchers have envisioned either pinch running, pinch hitting. They all think they're getting in at some point, but we'll see if that ever works itself out.
And you know, well, you know that the worst thing that could happen, Kaylee, is a pitcher actually gets up there and knocks one out. Oh, other than Sarah, because she
never happens.
Yeah. Well, that would just suck.
I've never seen it happen, so I don't worry about it.
Crazy talk.
Yeah.
Pitchers can hit, Dino. What do you think about that?
One day when this is all over, I want to throw to Raptor a little bit. I'm gonna give her the old number one, she's coming up, and then I'm gonna throw a heavy dip.
Hey, ask Razor how that,
that.
After this is over, we gotta do a
for
clinic or something. We gotta do like a clinic out there.
We should
bring us out.
That's right. We'll do that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I like
if you win.
Yeah.
if you win. Yeah.
Wow.
That's incentive enough.
That would be fantastic. It'd be fantastic.
Forget the medal. Yeah. I can do a clinic with you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's calling like the Oilers are down 3-0 right now, and he's predicting they're coming back with the biggest thing in the world. And all you can give these girls is if you win.
No, they're going to win. No, I was just...
If you win. Yeah, that's the hat you're wearing right now.
Because, Jenna, let's be honest. Isn't this what you got into the game for? God willing, one day, Tosh and Dina would say, hey, guys, after the Olympics, can you come out and help us run a pitcher-catcher camp? Because isn't that what you're playing it for, honestly?
Obviously. That's my life.
This is so bad.
To give back.
We just
found out whose spot you're taking after that comment.
I was pretty sure I was gonna be the one in the lawn chair at those camps for sure.
Maybe we do a little clinic down in Vegas. You never know.
Yeah.
There we go. Donnie loses his spot.
Now we're talking.
Jokes on you though. Jokes on you. I'm gonna pay on my own dime and I'm gonna sit out there and heckle. If I don't get to be involved, I'm heckling all day.
You're running the camp with me.
Oh, yes. You hear that?
The bad news is Smitty's not going to let any of us talk to any of you guys anymore. The amount of mental damage that we've done to these two here, as far as are you going to win? What do you think? And you know, like all the dumb questions. What do you want for breakfast? These guys are going to need like some serious mental prep to fix what we've done.
Dean, I think you're missing the point that breakfast is very, it's an important meal. Start your whole
day. Yeah, I know it's important.
So let's not skip over the important details. All those small things add up to big things, Dean.
Hey, do you got another question on your list there, Don?
As a matter of fact, I do. I wanted to find out, I know it's a serious event and I know you guys are working hard. Is anyone on the team what you would call the prankster? Is there anyone out there that's kind of keeping things light by keeping you on your toes with odd things? You get stuck in a dorm for 8 weeks. Is anyone keeping you, got your head on a swivel, let's say?
Jenna?
Honestly, I would say Raptor is like a big jokester for sure.
She's just like.
Raptor didn't want to answer the question because she knew it was her. but not going to lie, Lauren Bay and I wanted to pull a prank on Raffy in Florida. We haven't yet, and we kind of have an idea as to what it's going to be.
Now you just ruined it because now I want to be on my toes.
I'm going to keep you on your toes.
And well, you're getting a snake or some sort of lizard in your room. Yeah. We'll figure that one out real fast.
You got to video it, Jenna. We'll make it happen. Yeah,
we'll go on the YouTube channel. For sure. Very nice. Okay, so we're kind of, I mean, you're in the middle of it, but the countdown is on. Like, it's got to be pretty exciting to know that it's going to go and you're going to do your thing and it's finally going to happen after, you know, the little while it's gone past here, this whole year, the pandemic kind of put it on hold. So what are some of the emotions you're feeling now as you get really, really close?
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously I'm a big countdown person, but one of the things I've tried knowing, like, and I think for some of us too, we know like this is going to be it. Like, we're not just counting down to the Olympics. We're counting down to a lot of softball careers will finish at this Olympics. And that's awesome. But really trying to be cognizant. I'm going to use all of those cliches that we talked about before, but like enjoying the moment. Like, if we're worried so much about the countdown and we're thinking about it being over, I think you can a lot of times try to force a result and like worry about what's going to happen instead of just really being in the moment and enjoying this time and enjoying practice. And hopefully at the end of this, I would love if the teammate said like, man, she had fun playing. Like, I really go out to practice and try to have fun playing and enjoy the game and keep things light and keep things in perspective. And knowing that the clock is ticking and there is light at the end of the tunnel, but it's more of a celebration and embracing the fact that I've had a great career and there's a lot of players on this team that have had a great career and just embracing that and trying to make the most out of these last 57 days until first pitch.
Yeah, celebration is the perfect word to describe and what my heart's feeling. It's just, you know, it's a celebration of your entire career going into this moment. And I think we've had just such a wonderful group of women and coaches just, you know, being a part of this journey and, you know, just grateful for every day that we have together, how much I've learned on a personal level, from a professional level, from a leadership standpoint. You know, these are incredible people to be surrounded by every day. And you know, I'm just, as Raf said, just enjoying every moment, every day, and not making the moment bigger than what it is, and just staying present. I think that's going to be the best thing for it all, to really take it all in.
Awesome.
Ladies, when do you fly to Japan?
Is it like July 3rd?
July 6th, I think.
And so when is your first game?
The 21st of July. So we'll play some exhibition games against some pro league teams over there before.
So you're going to get a couple of weeks to get familiar.
Get used to the time zone. It's like a 2-day time zone slap in the face. So We'll get over that and then kind of try to get our feet wet and get on their time zone for sure.
So day one is straight sleep and then you sort of get into it.
Yeah. You leave like Wednesday at 7 a.m. and you'll get there Thursday at 9 p.m. and you're just completely wrecked and want to sleep and can't. And so, yeah, it's just the fun of traveling.
Deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys heading straight into the Athletes Village? Are you going to be off site for a bit, or like, do you have to quarantine? That's the other question. No?
As of right now, no. But we'll be off site for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
That's really good. Then we're out right away. Like right after.
I think it's like 24 hours after you're done. Hopefully it's a charter. I'm still hoping out for that Air Canada charters us a flight home, but we'll see about that.
Ooh, very nice. That'd be good. That'd be good.
That's a really good question, Tosh, actually, because I don't think, like, for what we're doing here, we can't cross the border yet, or you can if you take the 2 weeks, but that's a great question. It's got to be tough to worry about those kinds of things. You just want to go there and play the game. You've been prepping now, like you said, for 10 years. The last thing you want to do is get this momentum going forward and then say, hey, by the way, enjoy your time in your room for 10 days by yourself. So good question, Tosh. I'm happy with that, actually. You've been on it, Tosh, all day, just dropping in nuggets of gold here. Cracking eggs of knowledge, if you will, all over
this place. Hard. Yeah. Just working hard. Hoping good things happen. Yeah, getting pucks to the net.
Yeah, you got to forecheck, backcheck, cycle. Paycheck. You know,
keep cycling.
Yeah, keep working.
Keep cycle. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't force anything.
So, ladies, I know we only have you for another couple of minutes. I want to kind of get into our parting shots. First of all, because I know everyone's going to do it, but I get to do it first because I have the mic. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the cast. I know you guys have a lot on the go. Hopefully we've allowed you a little bit of brevity, a little bit of laughter. Hopefully we haven't crushed your confidence with some of the comments. We certainly didn't mean to, but we're all super proud of you. I think it's awesome. And I'd love to hear from you both. Do you have a parting shot? Jenna, let's start with you.
Ooh, you know what? Oh, I was like dreading this part of this conversation.
I forgot about it, actually. I'm glad I have a little time to think on my feet here.
Yeah, like, there's been another 50 minutes. You just can't stand to get through.
You got another minute, Kaylee. You got another minute to figure it out.
No, I'm just looking forward to being able to go outside without a mask and not have to be in my room all day. So, yeah, I got nothing, but yeah.
So you took your parting shot at COVID then.
Yeah, I took it out of COVID. You guys are too good. Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Screw
COVID.
Oh, God.
Very nice.
I can't even think of a parting shot. I'm just trying to think of taking Dean deep right
I'll
now.
Go.
When
I'll
he finally
go.
Goes I'll to go. Pitch me. And
no,
I'm just,
I'll go.
I'm just,
I know.
I'm so stuck and I'm visioning just freaking dingers.
I knew she was already
that
trying.
I can't even, like, I don't even know what to say. I don't. I can't even think of a parting shot.
Well,
I'm just stuck on the home runs I'm hitting.
I'm going right now.
To be fair, Dean, before you go, I've had hitting a bomb off of Dino on my vision board for 15 years, and it's never happened. It's never happened. So whatever your secret is, please let me know.
There was a day a long time ago where I knew everyone that hit a home run. I think I've said this before.
Because there was four.
But I totally, no, it's like 400. Right? But up until about the mid-2000s, I think I knew every single person that hit a home run off me. Which was a lot,
Dean. But every person that hit a home run,
like a little hit list that you had, like
just in there,
Madison,
it was in
where
there.
You're just crossing them off at night.
But some of those have fallen out now that I've put all this other information in my head. Okay, but this one's for Jenna. So just touching, because Rafter's popping off already here. You guys, you and the rest of the pitching staff, need to come up with something really, really good here.
Don't you worry, we got it.
Yeah, because I could just I could just feel her looking at me right now, like she's just like she wants to take me deep, and it's not going to happen, Rafter. So Jenna's gonna on behalf of all the pitchers, she's gonna come up with something really good, and I want Rafter's response, and then she's gonna go, whole line. Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
TBD.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. My turn.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Me to go? Okay. So again, thank you guys for coming on. Yes, and I know we went back and forth and tried it, and you know, we wanted to obviously get you guys on because really proud of you guys. Had you on the cast before. After it was announced you both made the team, it was like, yeah, you know, we got to get those two back on. We talked about getting you guys on as a pair, which is really cool. But I guess I really don't have a shot except just a comment more on Dean's thing. He knew all the guys that hit home runs off him, blah, blah, blah. And then about the mid-2000s, he said, you know, and that's, but in the mid 2000s, because as you guys may or may not know, he probably hung on a little too long. So, I mean, it wasn't so much he forgot. So a kid would hit one, and then he forgot that his dad probably hit one off him, and his grandpa probably hit one off him too. So he's got three generations of guys that have probably hit bombs off him. But the real important thing
you
to
got?
Remember here, none.
There it is.
But I don't have any off you. But the important thing to remember is this. As he starts to forget mid-2000s, Donnie, you will corroborate this, I'm sure, because over all the casts, his memory is a problem. He also forgets his kids' names, his grandkids' names. So as we've gone along here,
they're interchangeable. All of the kids' names are interchangeable. I named them that way.
Hey, you.
That's smart hey, planning, Dad. Dean. Yeah. Yeah.
James, sweetie,
Sydney, Joey, sweetie. Yeah, just mix yeah, them all
exactly.
up.
Exactly. No, but anyways, it was awesome having you guys on here. If we don't get a chance to get you back on before, you know, you've got 222's family, 222's nation behind yeah. you here, and it'll be awesome because I know our kids in our program really look up to you guys. So all the best. Hope the training goes really well, and you go out there and kick the shit out of everybody. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Let's not forget the us. Like, I look up to you guys. I think it's fantastic. And I'm not going to take my shot yet, but let's just go back a second. Tosh is after Dean on the shot, and Tosh is so mm-hmm. good at the shot now that he waited to hear what Dean had as a shot before he even created on the fly. That is impressive. That's very impressive, Tosh. Good for you. I love the.
Well, I didn't really have anything, but I knew as soon as he opened his mouth, he would give me something. So
you have something, Tosh. You probably have a box of Mr. Christie cookies just off screen there for Donnie because he's all over you right now. I don't know what you've done to him.
Finally, he's pumping my tires. He's always defending you.
I do have to defend you because you are under attack more times often, Dean. Just so you know, but I got both your backs. And here's the other thing. So we'd love to have. Obviously, you guys got a lot of focus to do, so we can't have you on every day. We'd love to, but when you're done, when everything is, the dust is settled, yeah, we'd love to have you back, talk about the experience. Of course, we'd love to have you come out, and I'll give up my spot happily. I'm sure everyone would happily let me have that lawn chair moment. But the knowledge you guys get to pass on, like you said, Rafter, paying it forward, and you guys are going to have a wealth of experience, and everyone that comes through this program, not just our program, every program like that, wants to be where you guys are going. So to share that kind of wisdom and knowledge and what you've had to go through to get to where you are, how hard you've had to work, what you had to give up to get there, that's impressive. So love having you on. Love the banter, pitcher, catcher. Love that for sure. So thank you guys for coming. Best of luck. We'll be following along for sure.
Thanks for having Absolutely. Us.
Thank you guys for having us. Appreciate you guys kind of keeping the softball relevant and going. In your area and obviously across Canada, I know even my mom and dad last time they enjoyed listening to the podcast and following along. So appreciate you giving us Perfect. The platform.
Awesome. One more promise I'll make you is I will have a sharp cardigan for your next interview. I guarantee.
I might rock them myself. I got
a waterproof. A waterproof cardigan. That'd be a Rubbermaid cardigan. There you go.
Oh boy. Right on.
Say goodnight, Donnie.
Thank you so much, ladies. Good night.
Have a good night, guys.
Thanks for listening to Tuesday Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloydminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.